I've been fortunate enough to spend some time in Southeast Asia over the years, specifically Thailand and Vietnam. And while that's not necessarily van life related, I've learned a lot through all that travel about minimalism. So one of the things that happens when you get an apartment in, say, Thailand, it typically comes with little or nothing in terms of furnishings. Now, of course, they call it furnished, but the kitchen will be just a sink and some cupboards, a refrigerator, and a one or two top induction burner. Induction cooktops are very popular in Asia. They don't tend to have the big full stoves with ovens. In fact, I don't think I've ever seen an oven in a home in Thailand or Vietnam for that matter. And the reason for that is that most people eat out. Even the locals eat at the food carts and small restaurants that are just everywhere. And of course, there's just wonderful food everywhere. You walk out of your hotel or apartment, and there'll be food carts lining the streets in all directions. And that can be a really wonderful experience. But if you want to have some diet and nutrition control, you're probably going to have to do some cooking on your own. And that's what I tend to do. So I look for furnished apartments with some cooking gear and plates and bowls. And sometimes you wind up having to go buy some spoons or something that isn't commonly available in a Southeast Asian kitchen. But it works out for me eventually, and I get set up, and then I can do my own cooking and don't have to rely on noodles. Some of the other foods, some of the health issues include MSG. Everybody uses MSG in Southeast Asia. It's unfortunate, but also sugar, a lot of sugar, and carbohydrates in general, in terms of rice and noodles. So anyway, all that to say that minimalism it is kind of forced on me when I go to Asia. I've learned a lot there about how to live with less. One of the interesting examples I heard was somebody in the van life world said, "You only need one spatula." And even if you want two spatulas, you definitely don't need seven. And most American households have just a lot of extra stuff like that, lots of forks, lots of knives, lots of cooking gear, and it's not uncommon for an American kitchen to have whole cupboards full of cooking equipment that they never touch, gifts and stuff we thought we needed, extra salad spinners and stuff like that. And of course, in a van, that's often not possible. And even if it is, even if your van is really big and you have a lot of cupboards, I recommend going through those cupboards at least once a year, maybe even once every 3 to 6 months, and really asking yourself, have I used this? Do I use this? Will I be using this? And get rid of it. I'm popping in for a few seconds to let you know that you can get all 7 daily episodes of the Campervan podcast for the coming week in advance, plus the Van Sage newsletter delivered to your inbox every Sunday evening. There's a link in your podcast app right below this episode. Pause this show for a few seconds to click that link or head to vansage.com where you'll find a sign-up form so you can get the free podcast premium feed and the weekly newsletter loaded with excellent, valuable van life articles, pictures, links to resources, and more. What else? Let's see, burners. I can get away with one burner. I've done that not only in the van but also in Asia, and it's really nice to have two or three burners. I actually do have three in my van. I have a two top white gas cooker, and then I also have a small butane burner. So, and since I love to cook, which you'll discover in future episodes, it's not uncommon for me to have two burners plus a campfire going and cooking for, when I'm cooking for other people. So, but it's not necessary. I don't absolutely need it. And I can get away very comfortably with one or two burners. So what else? Bedding. I only need one set of bedding. As one minimalist is fond of saying, my parents have more towels than all my possessions combined. I thought that was pretty funny. And I think that's true of my mom. She has mountains of towels, and I have two, I think. So I have massively improved my minimalism game in the van as a result of those experiences. One of the things that I've realized is that open space is precious. Every inch of open space, be it on a countertop, even a drawer space in my chuck boxes, floor space, things on the floor in the cab area or on the dashboard. I just love to take a minute and tidy everything up and put things where they belong, get rid of things I don't need, empty the garbage. All of that adds up to this mental freedom where the lack of clutter allows me to focus on other things and not be constantly, oh, what's that? What's that thing? What's the glare in the windshield that's on the dashboard? Or what are these things on the seat, this pile of things? Or are my clothes put away? Or why do I have two coats when I only need one? Things like that. So the value of minimalism is powerful, and I highly recommend kind of making that a priority in your daily travels, and or even if you only use your van occasionally, before you hit the road, set aside an hour to go through everything and make sure that that you're not packing more than you need. And speaking of packing, when I have stayed in an apartment or at a friend's house or a family home for a while, and then it's time to pack the van, I'm really conscious and really mindful of what's going to go in. And I often end up making a big pile of things or packing some Tupperware or plastic bin or whatever it happens to be, my chuck box, and then kind of starting over at some point and going, why did I put all this crap in here? And I also acquired that skill from traveling overseas, because anyone who's done much long-term flying knows you fill your suitcase up with stuff, or you pile all the stuff on the bed and you start packing your suitcases. And then you start to go, wait a minute, this is way too much, or this is going to weigh too much. It will be too heavy to take on the plane without incurring massive extra fees at the gate. So yeah, that's another aspect of it, is just the real-time packing experience before heading out, before hitting the road. So those are my thoughts on that in terms of my experiences in long-term travel. And I'm going to continue to improve my minimalist game. We'll talk about that more here. If you have thoughts on minimalism, please share them either in comments at vansage.com or send me an email, podcast@vansage.com, and we'll talk about it. We will talk about it. Thanks so much for tuning in. Once again, if you're hearing this, it's because you're not getting the premium feed. Head over to vansage.com and enter your email address for exclusive access to free, valuable stuff. So, what do you get? This is a daily podcast, but we only release 6 episodes on this public feed each week. Episode 7 is only for premium members. When you sign up at vansage.com, not only do you get early access to the Campervan podcast episodes, you also get episode 7. Each week, I'll send you a link to download in advance all 7 episodes for that week. Also, you get the vansage.com newsletter that includes exclusive articles and links to awesome van life stuff not available on the site or the podcast. I won't spam you or sell your email address. That would be ridiculous. I value your trust and promise not to abuse it. Again, all this is free, so head to vansage.com and enter your email address. Don't miss out on the valuable, free, exclusive extras. Okay, I have a favor to ask you. Please help get the word out. Nothing beats word of mouth, and the best way to achieve that in the modern era is to share the link to the Campervan podcast on social media such as Facebook, Instagram, your blog, YouTube channel, or other platforms. You can also send it old school style via email or even text message. Also, iTunes reviews are much appreciated. If you feel compelled to head over to iTunes and give us 5 stars, that would be wonderful. Okay, thanks again for tuning in, and I will see you on the road. I got the blues by Miss So-and-so.
clear about me. And I'm leaving this morning. It's my fault I've been crying.